This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Countries and international leaders are responding after United States President Donald Trump said he's halting funding to the World Health Organization. The president said he's doing so over the agency's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. He said late Tuesday the WHO played a role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of coronavirus. China's foreign ministry said Wednesday President Trump's decision would affect all countries as the world faces a critical stage in combating the coronavirus pandemic. Germany foreign minister saying assigning blame doesn't help. The European Union foreign policy chief also weighing in, saying there is no justification for President Trump's decision when the WHO efforts are needed more than ever. Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci, a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, told the Associated Press that the United States does not yet have the critical testing and tracing procedures needed to begin reopening the nation's economy. South Koreans are choosing members of the legislature on Wednesday. This as the country tries to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Voters are required to wear masks, are checked for fever at the entrance of their polling stations, and are asked to maintain social distance while moving only in a guided path. Wednesday's vote effectively serves as a midterm referendum on South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Moon's political fortunes have rebounded after he oversaw one of the world's most effective coronavirus responses. South Korea's election is the first case of a country holding national elections in an affected country amid the current pandemic. China state media says Chinese scientists have started the second phase of a clinical trial for a vaccine for coronavirus. This is VOA News.